This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D, here today with Associate Professor in the Division of Minimally Invasive Gynecologic Surgery at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Linda Yang. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I know that your menstrual cycle can say a lot about your health. What does a healthy period look like?
So I actually think the menstrual period is almost like another vital sign for women. And so oftentimes, if there are concerns or abnormalities, it might actually clue you in that something is not normal and that might require seeking medical attention.
Wow. And we definitely want to bring awareness to abnormal uterine bleeding. So what are those symptoms?
So I would first start that a normal menstrual period is a period that normally occurs every 21 to 35 days. And there's a range because everyone is a little bit different. And usually the bleeding would last somewhere between 3 to 7 days. So a menstrual period that's not normal would be a period that occurs irregularly. So for example, if a period is happening twice a month or three times a month, or for example, happening once every 3 to 4 months, that would not be normal. Also, if bleeding was excessive, where it was lasting longer than 7 days or very heavy in how much your period is lasting or occurring for.
Now, why is being aware of uterine or abnormal uterine bleeding important?
So I think the awareness is important because if there is an irregularity that the patient perceives or that it impacts their kind of daily well-being, it could actually be a sign that there is something underlying that's causing the bleeding to be abnormal. So for example, abnormalities in hormones or actually abnormalities of the uterus itself, for example, polyps of the uterus or uterine fibroids can also cause abnormal bleeding.
Now, this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D, here today with Dr. Linda Yang. We've spoke about endometriosis and now abnormal bleeding and pelvic pain. Now, when is it time for a woman to see a doctor and what can that treatment look like?
So I think it's important for women to see a doctor if they feel that their periods are excessive in terms of how long they are or heavy, or if they pass very large clots, for example, during the period. Also, if the periods are accompanied by having severe pain, that also is not entirely normal. And then most important is that if you feel like the period is actually impacting your ability to live day to day, I think that's probably the most crucial reason to seek care, and not to just assume that what you're having is normal.
Now, if experiencing symptoms, what would you advise listeners to log to be prepared to talk to their physician?
Well, I think there are easy ways to track your periods. Either it's using like a paper calendar. There are also a lot of like digital health app, period tracking apps that are really useful. I think bringing the history of what your last periods have looked like for the past 3 to 6 months is useful for your doctor to review to determine if there's more testing that needs to be done or strategy to help manage the symptoms.
There's a lot of useful information today. I'm definitely learning a lot. And Dr. Yang, is there anything else that you think that we should know when it comes to abnormal bleeding or pelvic pain?
I think it's really important to be honest and to share the symptoms that are bothersome to you. And again, to not assume that what you're undergoing is normal and to really explore in depth because there are ways that we can help address the concerns that you're having.
Absolutely. Keeping track of the dates of your menstrual cycles is actually one of the first things that my mom taught me. So Dr. Yang, you've been amazing educating us on so much, from the questions that we have with endometriosis and abnormal bleeding and our menstrual cycle, saying a lot about our health. So again, you've been so helpful and we appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.